WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Today, we're diving into something super important, setting boundaries for your mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly giving out, giving out, giving out, with little to no time to recharge? You know that feeling when your to-do list is a mile long and every phone notification feels like an urgent demand on your attention. That's the kind of overwhelm that can really take a toll on our mental well-being. But guess what? You have the power to change that. Think about it like this. Imagine your life as a garden. To grow beautiful, thriving plants in this case, your emotional and mental health, you need to create clear boundaries around that garden. You wouldn't just let anyone stomp all over your flowers, right? You protect them, nurture them, and give them space to bloom. That's exactly what setting boundaries does for your mind and soul. It allows you to cultivate a healthy, balanced life where you feel empowered, respected, and truly happy. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Boundaries sounds kinda rigid and cold. But trust me, it's not about shutting people out or becoming a hermit. Think of it more like creating healthy guidelines, clear expectations that communicate your needs and values. It's about saying yes to the things that truly matter and no to the things that drain your energy and time. So, how do we actually put these boundaries into practice? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you get started. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, it's crucial to understand your own needs and limits. What makes you feel drained? What activities energize you? When do you need time alone to recharge? Spend some time reflecting on these questions, journal about it, talk to a trusted friend, or simply take a quiet moment to listen to your inner voice. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small, manageable boundaries that feel comfortable for you. Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment this week, or setting aside 30 minutes each day for uninterrupted quiet time. Every step in the right direction counts. 3. Communicate clearly. When it comes to setting boundaries, clear communication is key. Be direct and honest about your needs without being aggressive or demanding. Use I statements to express yourself, such as I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments, or I need some time alone to recharge. 4. Practice saying no. This can be one of the most challenging aspects of setting boundaries, but it's absolutely essential. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's about prioritizing your own well-being. Start by declining small requests and gradually work your way up to bigger ones. 5. Be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. Be patient with yourself, and remember that it takes time to establish new habits. Consistency is key. The more you practice setting boundaries, the easier it will become. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls you late at night to vent about their problems. While you care about them deeply, these late-night calls are disrupting your sleep and causing you stress. Here's where setting boundaries comes in. You could politely tell your friend, "I love catching up with you, but I need to prioritize my sleep. Could we schedule our chats for earlier in the evening?" This clear communication sets a boundary while still maintaining your friendship. Remember, folks, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Setting boundaries is like giving yourself permission to thrive, to show up as your best self in all areas of life. It's about creating space for joy, peace, and genuine connection. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. Remember, your well-being is worth it. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with wisdom and real talk about navigating life's challenges with a stoic mindset. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.